broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution. How many people talk about the Constitution? How many people have complete fidelity to the Constitution, you know? All right, just wondering, because it's critical as we stand for the sacred cause of liberty. I believe the supreme law of the land is the answer to the problems we face, the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers. Absolutely brilliant. One of the solutions we certainly need to embrace. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly ought to be one of the hallmarks of what we do. That's why it's a peaceful restitution, a restoration, not a revolution. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing fantastic. Let's see. We had our guest on yesterday, Mr. Joel Skousen. Commentary and insights on a troubled world. WorldAffairsBrief.com is his award-winning website. We talked about the Orlando massacre in great detail. Bottom line is there's no way it went down the way the federal government said it did. There's no way this guy pulled that off without a second or more shooters. There's no way this guy pulled all this off without some cooperation somehow by somebody somewhere on the inside. It's all turned into a great never let a crisis go to waste push for gun control. But four gun control measures failed in the Senate. All four anti-gun bills died in the Senate. That's great news at least, but the battle's still on. They want to promote the agenda that gay and lesbians have special privilege and that Muslims have special class protected privilege and promote gun control out of this. Man, are they on a three-pronged bender for their agenda, no question. We also talked about time to unelect senators who vote to draft women. Finally, we talked about the preparedness tip, iodine and fallout, available at worldaffairsbrief.com. Check it out today. Now, this shooter had all kinds of weird, strange scenarios going on. From gay lovers to beating ex-wives to articulating his anger and hatred since the third grade. Certainly a turmoiled character. Did the FBI prey on him and turn him into a patsy? That's what we believe happened. All right, that was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about Donald Trump fired his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, gone. We also talked about Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Believe it or not, 31 million viewers, they claim. How they count that is up for debate for sure. We also talked about these Ottawa doctors in Canada. They've got a high-risk treatment for MS. Yields impressive results, says The Lancet. We, quote, kill you and then we rescue you. Sam and Kurt talk about inflammation being the problem. Natural health and healing products can reduce inflammation in your body. Less invasive ideas would be on our agenda. And will they really solve these critical diseases that they get incredible amounts of cash from? In the, quote, fight thereof. Will they really solve the problem and just say, golly, we don't need the money now? We seriously doubt it. Americans break records for charitable donations for the second year in a row. Wow. American individuals, corporations, foundations, and estates donated an estimated $373 billion. To charity in 2015, that's according to a new study that came out. Wow. It's called Giving USA. They say making it the most charitable year ever in giving. And people say, oh, you can't rely on charity to make it happen. $373 billion? Just imagine if we could get government out of the mix, reduce everybody's taxes. Everybody would be flush with cash. They could donate all kinds of places. But the narrative from your government is always people won't do it. You got to force them. We submit that's a lie. Charitable organizations, churches, individuals are the answer, folks. Latino syndicated radio talk show host. Guy's name is Enrique Santos. I guess he tells Hillary that his family's voting for the Donald. Speaking to Clinton on the phone, Mr. Santos said, "My father's voting for Trump because he says he can't trust you, Hillary. My mother says you're a crook, and my brother says you should go to jail. Now tell me, why should we vote for you?" And Hillary basically said, "You know, just don't believe all the propaganda. I'm golden. I'm your woman." I think it was all set up, actually, to promote Clinton. Or Clinton wouldn't be talking to Santos on the phone. Secret Service officer Gary J. Byrne. He's writing more details about Bill's sexual trysts. The Secret Service agent who guarded the White House and President Clinton during his, quote, sexual liaisons. Well, I guess when he was involved with Monica Lewinsky, he had numerous mistresses, including Eleanor Mondale. That's the daughter of former Vice President Walter Mondale. Wow. It was clear to all, Gary says, including Lewinsky, that the president was, involved with Eleanor in the Oval Office. Now, if that's all true, it's a national security crisis of epic proportion. Gary, all of you people that protected Bill should be ashamed of yourself. What on earth is going on with all that? It isn't just a joke. Bill's got a woman and Hillary's mad. Hillary's dropping F-bombs, telling people to get out of here. This is a national security crisis, folks. Now we're considering putting Hillary back in the White House so Bill can... Wow. All right, authorities say that a UK man arrested at rally planned to kill Trump. I don't believe the story there that we get. It's like the guy got arrested and he's like coming all clean. Oh, yeah, I wanted to kill Donald and I wanted to do this and I wanted to... The guy's not going to come clean and just level to all those criminal suggestions. Come on, something's amiss here. I think it's the government just wanting you to be like, oh, man, we solved all these crimes. Better give the FBI more money. Better give the Secret Service more cash. Hey, Congress, can you authorize more money so we can take care of you better? See, at some level, it's a big old deception. We're not getting the straight skinny on that for sure. Right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available on demand on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. It's also available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. All right, libertynewsradio.com for an incredible schedule of talk show hosts and more, and libertynewsdaily.com for the best delivered news on the planet, libertynewsdaily.com. Without further ado, Sam and Kurt on your radio. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, the negative has begun. Remember, I always told you that, you know what, the media loved Donald. And they, even though they gave him a lot of negative coverage, it wasn't really negative. It was good coverage that just was controversial. But it wasn't really negative. Even the fighting benefited the Donald. Now I'm kind of wondering how negative it really is and compared to positive, etc. I submit before it was positive. As long as you get my name right, it's fine. But now it's really gone negative. The headline from the USA Today Boys says this, Kurt. Cash crisis rocks Trump campaign. The next headline. 1.3 million versus 42 million. The Donald has a massive fundraising deficit against Hillary Clinton. Trump is running a lean operation, but is it way too lean? Asks the New York Times. Money lagging, Trump suggests he'll fund his own campaign. The situation has grown so dire, says the mainstream press, for Mr. Trump that on Tuesday, he suggested that he might tap his own personal fortune to keep the campaign afloat. Now, by the way, the Donald has not put out a single television campaign ad in the general election, Kurt. So bottom line is they say this money deficit is going to be the undoing of Trump. Republicans aren't donating. He doesn't have the apparatus on the ground. Offices are going dark. Offices only have one or two employees. even the significant amount of money, you know, million or two that have been put into the campaign so far, has gone back to Donald's family and associates. And they say that this lack of infrastructure on the ground is going to just shoot Donald in the foot. The mainstream press going on and on and on about this. And this kind of reminds me of a conversation that you and I have had over the years regarding elections. Kurt, I want to get to that in a second and then tap your insight into what you think about it all. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live, News the Networks Refuse to Use, straight ahead on your favorite talk station.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained, we teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So according to the mainstream press, the Donald is in campaign crisis, financially speaking. He's only got $1.3 million to Hillary's $42 million. But yet, you know, what does all that mean? Well, we've had conversations over the last several years where I've kind of mentioned that, you know what, you may not need as much money as the other guy, but you got to have money that's kind of in the realm of what you're doing. Let me give you an example. It takes what? Around $10 million to or $5 million to elect a congressman and about $10 million to elect a senator. Something like that, Kurt, on the average. Now, don't get me wrong. You might come in with $3 million or $2.6 million or something like that and take the congressional seat if you got a lot of foot soldiers on the ground. But you've got to have enough money to be in the realm. If you have like $50,000 and you're running for a $10 million Senate seat, you're just not going to get it done. You're not even going to be able to get the word out. A lot of it is controlled by the mainstream press and the dollars delivered there, too. especially if you don't have a household name. Now, Donald does have a household name. That helps him a lot. A lot of it's negative, sad to say. The media has set that up perfectly, by the way. But I'm submitting to you that you got to be in the realm with money. The second thing you got to be in the realm with is the right foot soldiers on the ground. In other words, a massive organization. See, Rand Paul literally raised $6 million in a single day. I'm sorry, Ron Paul. Ron Paul raised $6 million in a single day. The mainstream press was just shocked because they used to claim he just had nothing but a bunch of internet bots, you know, that it wasn't real people. Then when he got real money, they changed their tune on that and admitted, wow, he does have real following. $6 million in a single day. But see, Ron's problem was he didn't have enough foot soldiers on the ground. The organization wasn't there. So even though there was some money in the mix, you know, Donald doesn't have the foot soldiers on the ground, doesn't have the organization that Hillary has. Now, here's the question to you. Is this really the undoing of Donald's campaign, Kurt, or do you think he can pull out of it? I'm not saying money's the only factor, but I'm saying if you don't have an organization and money or both in sufficient amounts, you're not really even in the runnings.
Well, let's see. And now, how do I answer that? At least in my opinion, it's kind of like when the people ask me, how much is honey? They want to know price, and I tell them, well, you know, this is the lowest price. And then they say, well, first I ask them, well, how much do you really want? You know, I mean, what are you interested in? And they say, well, it depends on the price. Because, for example, if it was free, then I think most of them would load up everything I got. You know, that kind of thing. And like with Donald Trump, if, and these are, I mean, that's maybe the biggest word in the world, if the media covers him like they did for all those months before, and you know, even this story itself, where Hillary's got 40 million and he's got one, then it comes off as a big news story, and literally the coverage that he gets because of it may be worth the 39 million.
And I think it's an incredible observation, itself. Kurt. And that's exactly what I think we should expound on a little bit. Let me tell you some things behind the scenes that are happening to make your very point, because you're spot on in my humble opinion. Now, it's being pitched kind of negative, like, oh, man, is Trump for real? Can he really get this done? What Trump needs to do is he needs to double down on several things. He needs to say, number one, I will put money into my campaign. And to prove it, I just put in $39 million, and now I'm matching Hillary. He could do that in about a blink of an eye, Kurt. I mean, that's like, you know, me putting in $500 into something, you know?
Yep.
Now, that's number one. Number two, what he could do is he could say this: I am also going to give a gift to my campaign, not a loan. And that way, all the donors that might decide to jump aboard will know that he's serious, and they'll also know that they're not going to use his money to pay himself back. Because if I'm a donor, I'm going, I want you to use it for your campaign, not to pay yourself back, Donald. So the first thing you could do is put a significant amount of money in to say, look, this deficit's been erased. The second thing is to then say, and I'm not going to use any money to pay it back. It was a gift, not a loan. Right? The next thing that you could do, if you're serious, if you're Trump, is you could really play hard on, see, Hillary is just a money machine. You see how tied into the establishment she is? She is so compromised by lobbyists and third-party interests and foreign nations, and he could take that to the bank and say, look, should elections be about $1 billion? Because it's taken at least $1 billion to become president now. That's kind of why I said, you know, you might do it for less money, but you're not going to do it with hardly any money. Okay? And an example is, you know what? Two of the best candidates that I know are Darrell Cashel, presidential candidate on the Constitution Party, and Scott Bradley, vice presidential pick. They've already picked their vice presidential candidate. They're way ahead of the other guys, except they don't even have hardly any money. I mean, they might have $100,000 or something at best. Not even in the financial runnings, not to mention the organization on the ground. Anyway, I digress. I'm just saying that you could make absolute hay out of this idea that Hillary has so much money. I mean, she's almost got more money than deity, you know? Not really, but I'm just kind of mocking. You could mock that hard and make a serious
point
about being compromised.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Okay, and if he makes hay with that, and then he starts tying that to the foreign interests and to the way that Hillary and Bill have received a lot of their monies through their foundations, I'm telling you, that could almost be, if he fires back properly, politely but professionally, about, look, do we want all that money in this campaign? Who's going to be owed favors? Who's going to be, where does all this money come from? Let's expose this and talk about it. Now, I don't have near the amount of money, but I'm telling you right now, do you want me to be tied in with the communist Chinese? Do you want me to, you want me to be tied in with these foreign interests that put all this money into her, you know, lobbying efforts? And do we want to really? And he could really go down that road. So that's number one. So I don't think the deficit at this point is near as bad as the mainstream press is trying to make it sound. And I, like you, Kurt, agree that we could get way more money than that measly $40 million out of the media. And he's already done it thus far, so it's provable that he can do it. If he responds correctly, and I don't mean that he needs to go on the attack, he needs to look presidential, but he also needs to educate the American people along the way about, do we really want to be compromised and owe favors to the tune of $1 billion to get somebody elected? Is that what we really want in America? Right. Furthermore, the mainstream press is not really telling you what Donald's been doing while Hillary's raising a gazillion dollars. Do you know what Donald's been doing, Kurt? This is important.
I wouldn't be able to tell you that I know everything he's been doing. I mean, I know some of the things that he's been doing. I mean, you know.
Our friends at the American Family Association emailed me, so I know somewhat of what Donald's been doing.
All right. There you go.
Headline says, Dear Sam. Yeah. I just wanted to report back to you, and by the way, it's not just me, it's many, who were on the email list. Yeah. I'm not really that special.
That's right.
Sam, I just wanted to report back to you, and by the way, all of you, my fellow Americans, because they know that I'm going to take this report and deliver right to you as well as our partner family listeners, right? Mm-hmm. Sam, I just wanted to report back to you about the meeting in New York today, that was actually yesterday now, in New York with Donald Trump. And Christian leaders from across the country. So did the mainstream press tell you that Donald's meeting with Christian leaders, Kurt, all across the country?
You know, I think I saw something about it, but...
see a blip, you know, but it's nothing like the headline shouting Don's broke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
You're right. That's exactly
given
right.
In my opinion, a money
but
deficit.
But one bleeds and one, you know, doesn't.
Again,
you know,
astute commentary from Kirk Crosby. You're right as rain. And that's the whole point. See, Donald can make up this little teeny deficit early in the game in a blip. Nothing. In fact, one or two donors could pop that in. An Adelson or somebody could just go, boom, done, next. It's not as big of a deal as they're making it. But yet they don't tell you that Donald Trump met with Christian leaders from across the country. I've got all kinds of details about this meeting. Franklin Graham prayed to open the event. Dr. Ben Carson spoke and told the Christians about the Donald Trump that he has come to appreciate. Governor Mike Huckabee was there. I'll tell you what he did. Hold on.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Almost a decade ago, Michigan attorney Robert Slamaka convinced a 14-year-old boy named Devontae Sanford to plead guilty to four murders he didn't commit. Sanford has since been exonerated, and Slamaka lost his law license. This was not because of the attorney's legal malpractice, however. His license was revoked after several criminal convictions, including burglary and forgery. Yet, as he seeks to be reinstated, Slamaka can count on the support of two Wayne County Circuit judges who say that he is precisely the kind of attorney the justice system requires because he cuts quick plea deals and helps clear up congested court dockets. In other news, J. Michael Mitchell, a 24-year-old man from Hampton Roads, Virginia, was arrested in April of last year after shoplifting a soda, a candy bar, and a snack cake roughly $5 worth of goods from a convenience store, despite the habeas corpus guarantee, which requires that a suspect be brought quickly before a judge and either charged or released, Mitchell, who had been diagnosed with mental illness, was detained for 14 weeks. After losing more than 40 pounds and refusing medication, Mitchell died. After conducting a lengthy internal investigation of the death, the Hampton Roads Regional Jail announced that it was not to blame, while refusing to release any information to the public. Two subsequent investigations likewise avoided criticism of the jail, its administrators, or its personnel. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So while the mainstream press is shouting from the rooftops that Donald doesn't have any money, they're basically carrying Hillary Clinton's narrative. Hillary's kind of like, is Donald really as rich as he says he is? And well, maybe, maybe not, doesn't really matter. What matters is that Hillary's got plenty of money, and the real discussion needs to be centered on how on earth did she get it. Every dollar she has, really, that I can see, is tied to scandals or way overpriced speeches and or Bill's stipend as former president getting a cash cow for the rest of his life to commit adultery all the time, backed and protected by the Secret Service for life as well. Nevertheless, see, the Donald could fire back hard if he wanted to and change this game, turn it on the media's head big time. All right, but while that's happening, Donald is meeting in New York with a bunch of Christian leaders. All right, and Tim Wildman of the American Family Association emails me and says, Sam, and he sent this to many of us, by the way, I want to report back on what happened in the meeting in New York with Donald, presidential candidate, and a bunch of us Christian leaders. All right, Franklin Graham prayed to open the event. Dr. Ben Carson spoke and told us about the Donald Trump that he has come to know on a personal level and appreciates greatly. Governor Mike Huckabee served as the moderator and sat across from Mr. Trump. He entertained questions. That means Donald entertained questions from the likes of Dr. David Jeremiah, Dr. James Dobson, Tony Perkins, Kelly Shackelford, and Sammy Rodriguez. The questions were about religious freedom, Israel, potential Supreme Court nominees, and abortion. Now, Tim Wildman then continues and says, I thought that his strongest answers were about the type of judges that he would appoint. I believe he fully understands the importance of this issue and said that all his judges would be vetted by the Federalist Society. That's a stalwart conservative organization, says Tim Wildman. To me, this may be the most important issue of this campaign from the perspective of AFA and our supporters. After all, the next president will likely appoint two or more Supreme Court justices in the next 4 years. Now think about that. As we have seen over the last few years, it doesn't matter how many good laws are passed if the courts are going to strike them down. Now, Trump's weak parts was when he didn't give specific answers to the questions asked by Perkins and Shackelford about what about when we're religious freedom and the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender folks, when these two movements come into conflict. Well, Donald said these matters will be decided in the courts, but he repeatedly said that he was for religious freedom, and his fallback position was he would appoint judges who would defend religious freedom. Mr. Trump also continued and says that he was tired of political correctness surrounding matters relating to our Christian heritage, and he went off about the defense of Christmas. He said companies want to, on one hand, profit from Christmas. On the other hand, they don't want to use the word Christmas. He said that he believes in Merry Christmas, but the PC crowd wants to change it to some other slogan to diminish the role of Christianity, especially in America. Now, Tim Wildman says this makes me wonder if he's reading the American Family Association's journal, and he kind of laughs. Trump answered Dr. Jeremiah's question about Israel, saying that he would be a strong supporter of the nation of Israel, and he never understood Jewish Americans who vote for Democrats who don't support Israel. Trump also understands that we must protect our country. Now, it's quite long, but it really gives, in my opinion, some substantive discussions that Donald is having with people that matter. You get the huge Christian bloc backing Donald, and it could make the difference. Okay? Now, they say that Donald also understands the concern, the threat to our country relating to jihad. He has taken a lot of heat from the liberal media because he criticizes the problems within Islam. On a personal note, Tim Wildman finishes up. He says this: I have got several people that I know that know Donald Trump quite well, and they say that he is not the brash, arrogant, sometimes rude person that he appears as on TV. I will say that without the media cameras in his face, Donald was pleasant, relaxed, and more funny than I thought he'd be. He was more thoughtful about our ideas and concerns. I think it was admirable and honorable for Trump to meet with Christian leaders. He's not our enemy. I think he has instincts that are reverent and patriotic. He's 69 years old, and he remembers America when it was once a great country, but has lost her way. But he also comes from a very secular world, and that way of thinking is part of who he is. In some ways, he strikes me as an enigma, a man still searching for spiritual answers in his life. But that's just my opinion, says Tim Wildman. But I will say this. He is listening to some great men of God that I have a lot of respect for, and that's a good thing. To conclude, Tim Wildman finishes, who but the Lord knows what lies ahead for Donald or this nation? He's not my first choice for president, but the majority of GOP voters chose him. Now they're either the Donald or Hillary Clinton will be the next president. So, if one of them shows an interest in Christianity and understanding Christians better and says that he'll be our friend, I believe we should tell him what we think and where we stand. To use a sports word, Donald is coachable. Think about that. Tim Wildman, American Family Association, says that Donald, we met with him personally in New York, and he's coachable. I'm glad I came to New York, says Tim Wildman. It was worth it. I would ask you to pray for Mr. Trump and our country. Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association. Now, I basically went over the whole letter, and I rarely read on the air because I'm not very good at it, number one. But number two, and more importantly, I wanted you to understand this unfiltered. You know, you can get Sam's take on it and everything. That's great. But I wanted you to understand what Christian leaders are saying. Now, the mainstream press has always been willing to say, you know, Donald just wants to brawl. He's just like a, you know, kind of an MMA fighter or something. He's just kind of a street brawler. He doesn't have any substance. He doesn't have any character. You know, this guy doesn't have any depth to him. He can't really think through the issues, you know. Tim Wildman and about 10 other Christian leaders, including Ben Carson, say that's all bogus. When we deal with him on a personal level, he's incredible. He's smart. He's reflective and thoughtful. He considers our issues. He's not belligerent and rude. He's respectful and reverent and appropriate. And you know what? When we talk to him, he actually does care. Now, the mainstream press says that he can't talk about policy. But now that he's sitting down with Christian leaders and he in-depth answered many policy questions for some of the leading Christian organizations, the mainstream press just says Donald doesn't have any money. You could get 40 million Christians to put in a dollar tomorrow. You'd have $40 million, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this deficit's nothing. They're making a mountain out of a molehill in the mainstream press while they're ignoring the policy discussions that, in my opinion, should be the talk of the world. Donald Trump is meeting with Christian leaders in a thoughtful, policy-based discussion about who will be the next Supreme Court picks, about how we would deal with foreign affairs in other countries, and about how to move forward in America. And the mainstream press isn't even hardly talking about it, Kurt. There's nothing but blips in the news. There's no real substantive discussions about this. But they've accused him of not talking policy forever. He fires his controversial campaign leader. He settles down. He says, I'll fund my own campaign with my own money if I have to. And he sits down with Christian leaders in New York that have a very glowing report when they're done. Now, you could say, Sam, the Christians are duped. They don't even know. Okay, maybe. But when you sit down with a bunch of Christian leaders, one of the largest voting blocks in the United States, and then they write a positive report coming out of it when they're done, I don't see how you ignore that in the news and be honest with yourself, Kurt, in any way, shape, or form. And they criticize him about policy. Now he sits down and talks about policy with some of the most policy-adept people in the world, and it's blatantly flat-out ignored. This is the kind of media stuff I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I want Kurt's comments to this when we come back. I don't see how the mainstream press can be intellectually honest and not discuss this in the fairness that it deserves. Clinton's criticizing Donald. Donald's off meeting with Christian leaders for solutions. What does that say about people's characters, huh? Just wondering. Liberty Roundtable, live.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find?
Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Kurt Crosby, while the mainstream press is shouting Donald doesn't have any money and they're questioning his campaign, that's the same page out of Hillary's playbook. Oh, man, I got plenty of money and Donald doesn't have any. He doesn't have a chance. But do we really want to elect the next president based on filthy lucre, literally to the tune of $1 billion or more? Maybe $1 trillion? Where's it going to go, right? All in the name of compromise. Who's going to be owed for all that money? But while that's going on, and while they criticize Donald for not being able to talk policy, for just fighting with people, now Hillary's fighting with Donald, and Donald's ignoring Hillary, and Donald's sitting down with some of the leading Christian organizations in the country who have just written a very glowing report. It comes from Tim Wildman of the American Family Association, one of the largest organizations that I know of. And they're saying, you know what, we sat down with Donald in New York yesterday. It was wonderful. Sure, he falls short in some areas. He's far from perfect. He wasn't our first choice. But he's absolutely a different guy than you believe he is from TV. And he's actually talking in detail to us about policy. And I submit to you, the mainstream press, by promoting one big time and ignoring the other, Kurt, is intellectual dishonesty at its absolute height. This is crazy. But I don't see any of the mainstream press really talking about the meeting. I mean, Yahoo News. They talk about Obama to urge no nukes. Senate sleuths talk about Senate and whatever high-level emails. You got samples from London Olympics. G7 talking about antibiotics and a big threat of superbugs. Statue of Liberty threatened by climate change. Vincent Foster, Trump's comments are beyond contempt. Again, another attack on Trump. All right, no new signal from this plane that crashes. Trump doubles down on Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas attack, kind of an idea. Can affirmative consensual sex apps stop assaults on campuses? Donald Trump unlikely to pick woman or minority as running mate. Again, a way to try to slight him. If he picks a white guy, he's an evil racist idea, right? What Obama should do on torture. Paul Ryan, basically he'll never likely completely fully endorse Trump. 19 people rescued from Kentucky cave. A shipwreck unearthed in Boston. Video showed before police kill an unarmed man. Okay, that's all on Yahoo's main headline page. And nobody's talking about the fact that Donald's sitting down with Christian leaders who are very impressed with him, talking about policy, Kurt. But isn't that what their whole criticism has been?
Well, what do you mean, Sam? You're saying the media is not acting like they have, or they're using logic?
I'm just saying they criticized him forever for not talking policy. Now he sat down with some of the leading Christians in the country and talked exactly about policy. There was no fighting. In fact, they were saying he was very professional, appropriate. It was all good. Isn't that what they've been asking Donald to do, Kurt?
Well, I know, but, you know, that would mean you'd be thinking they'd be looking for solutions.
Well,
they'd
that's
be
right.
looking for truth. They'd be acting, you know, it's about, what is it that you, it's about honesty that you say?
Yeah, the issue is honesty. Know. And that's why I say this is like these people are absolutely stab in the back, intellectually dishonest, okay? When he doesn't talk policy, they criticize him and say he should. When he does, they completely ignore him and attack something else. Okay, you can never win with the thugs in the mainstream press. They're prostitutes. They're evil and belligerent. They lie about all of us. It's beyond imagination. And now Donald's sitting down with these Christian leaders. I think it was quite impressive, Kurt. And I wish I was at the meeting. I wasn't, but I got a pretty good report from Tim Wildman. And Tim isn't like saying Donald's perfect or anything, but he is saying Donald's a whole different guy than the media's portrayed him to be, Kurt. He's actually quite respectful and quite professional and quite contemplative and really understands policy better than we've given him credit for by far. And, well, we need to pray for Donald. You know what? Good for Tim Wildman. Now, you can say Tim's deceived. Donald's a thug. You can say what you want, but I'm just telling you, is Hillary going to sit down with the Christian leaders?
I don't think so. Do you?
Not a chance. And if she does...
She's got her constituency,
yes,
if you will. You know, that's the, at least to me, the difference that I see right off. There's another report. The headline reads, WorldNet Daily, Bachman Dobson to advise Trump on faith. So, you know, this goes right along with what you're saying. WorldNet Daily's got the piece. Basically,
and by the
way,
good for WorldNet Daily. They're one of the organizations that we've prized and prayed for and supported because, again, they may not report perfectly, but at least they're honest, Kurt.
Yeah, I think so. And so apparently, you know, at least the headline reads Bachman. That's Michelle Bachman, former congresswoman and presidential aspirant, if you will. I guess they say two firebrands in the community of evangelical Christians. Representative Michelle Bachman, former representative, that is, and Family Talk Radio founder James Dobson have been included in what they call a special faith advisory panel. It was just announced, yesterday. I didn't even hear it.
In fact, that's more than just policy, Kurt. That denotes direction and an advisory board for guidance from a lot of Christian conservative constitutional people directly to the campaign now. That's a significant policy stance.
I would agree. It says Trump's campaign said the board will provide advisory support on issues important to evangelical Christians and other people of faith. The board also will lead a much larger faith and cultural advisory committee that will be announced later this month, according to the campaign. Campaign said the appointments are an expression of Trump's desire to have access to wise counsel. Whoa. Not necessarily an endorsement of Trump by the individual Christian leaders. Bachman, by the way, served four terms in Congress, so at least she'd know there. She represented Minnesota.
And by the way, Bachman's office was one of the most kind to us when we went to Washington, D.C., too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, we had a great, you know, reception there. She has never backed away from her support, they say, of Christian values, and she was mocked by President Obama for her expressions of faith. Obama took her to task in a mocking tone. A number of things, but the bottom line is she stood up. Then Dobson, we've known a lot about him. I'm not telling you he's perfect. I don't think you're going to find a perfect man on the earth now, but he's been in open conflict with Obama over the president's mandate that employers pay for abortions in their employee health care plans. At one point, he addressed the president with, come and get me if you must. He also affirmed that no matter the U.S. Supreme Court's opinion on same-sex marriage, a decision praised and celebrated by Obama, he would follow the Bible. Whoa. Dobson, by the way, was part of a coalition that posted ads with the statement, "We affirm that marriage, as existing solely between one man and one woman, precedes civil government. Though affirmed fulfilled and elevated by faith. The truth that marriage can exist only between one man and one woman is not based solely on religion, but on the natural law written on the human heart. We implore this court to not step outside of its legitimate authority and unleash religious persecution and discrimination against people of faith. We will be forced to choose between the state and our conscience, which is informed by clear biblical and church doctrine and the natural created order. Anyway, Dobson's been pretty outspoken, and so has Michelle Obama, huh, Sam?
Bachman.
I mean, excuse me, Bachman, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Michelle Obama's pretty outspoken too, though.
She is. <yeah. laughs>
Now, Kurt, I go through CNN's feed, I go through Good UPI's point. Feed, I go through Yahoo's feed.
Yeah.
None of them are talking about this.
Well, they just don't have a place for it. It's kind of like I tell, you know, many times when I'm selling the raw honey, I've got a little room on the table for, you know, what I call money. And so it'll be some silver and that kind of thing. It'll have what I'd call the honest money, and then it'll have some dishonest money. Now, some people say, well, why do you have that on there? And I say, well, you know, you think you could go to Walmart with that big, big store and you could find some of this. But they seem to have a place for everything else. They just don't have a place for this. You know, and, you know, it's kind of like what we're talking about here. The UPI boys and all the other guys, they just have a place to cover about everything, you know, including little sharks, little alligators, I mean, everything else. But, man, there's just no room for something like this.
Now, Fox is a conservative leader, Kurt. They report you decide, but I don't see that they have anything on it either.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, are you surprised?
Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Daily, World Net Daily. There's only a few of us standing, ladies and gentlemen. But Trump's talking policy. Trump's meeting with Christian leaders. Trump's setting up an advisory board of Christians to help guide him and educate him and inform him on the Christian viewpoints. You know, that's just some tremendous change for the better. Now, you can say it's not real. You can say what you want. But my response is, hey, as soon as Hillary and or Bernie meets with the Christian leaders, we can talk. Until then, the differences are stark and very clear, even with all of the Donald's faults. Now, I'm not even a Donald supporter. I'm just being fair in my reporting. Man, pretty interesting, huh? Liberty Roundtable. This nation shall endure.